There are 7.5 billion people in this world, driving over 1.5 billion vehicles. 363 million of those vehicles are commercial. These vehicles are transporting people, goods, and services that all do their part to keep the world in motion. From the most populous of places on Earth to the most remote places only accessible during the right conditions. It is not often that we realize how much everyone and everything is constantly in motion until it stops. When it stops, that is where we come in. To grab, pull, push, winch, hoist, jump, unstick, unlock, or just plain maneuver you out of the mess you found yourself in. Some would call us drivers, operators, first responders, or essential workers. But I like to think of us as heroes from the ditch.
Oh, hey there. I'm just sitting here reading some electric car jokes. Let me try this one on you. See if you like it. Why did it take Volkswagen so long to get into the electric car market? They had to get all of the bugs worked out first. Here's one more. Chevy is about to debut another electric car model. I think it looks pretty cool, but most people think it's just revolting. Well, whether you're a fan of the new era of automobiles or not, you must admit these are exciting times in the automotive industry. Never have such amazing technologies been included in the driving experience. I've always enjoyed watching race cars go head-to-head on the quarter mile. The roar of the engines, the smell of nitromethane, watching the engine builders in the pits tearing down 500 cubic inch engines that are capable of 10,000 horsepower. All of that excites me. But when I learned that a $625,000 Ferrari SF90 is only one-tenth of a second quicker in the quarter mile than a $129,000 2021 Tesla Model S Plaid, well, that excited me too. Never before have the features of exotic speed and tech been at the tips of our fingers on the highway. It should be plain to see that when something this new and exotic hits the market, they're going to be skeptics, full-blown disciples of the culture and idea, enthusiasts, and people like me, just curious. I've not taken a position on whether these EVs are good or not. I'm merely a part of the towing and recovery industry's reaction to a new type of automobile that our clients will need serviced. EVs, whether they're all electric, plug-in electric, or hybrid, come with their unique considerations. As industry professionals, we're accustomed to adapting to each model year's changes and unique considerations. Methods for shifting them into neutral, lower profile designs, hard-to-find transport slots, composite control arms. These are all examples of what we deal with year to year. Some of the differences we're going to be seeing have more substantial implications. The EVs, while mostly well-engineered and designed, have some differences that you and I must be aware of. The most common consideration for preparing an EV for relocation by a towing and recovery vehicle is, how do I even move it? Most manufacturers are recommending that the wheels equipped with a traction motor turn only for so many feet and at a certain speed. What they're referring to is those wheels connected to the electric drive system. The manufacturers are recommending that they be prevented from turning while in tow. Well, that's nothing new. You and I already know that rolling a car down the road with its drive wheels turning can burn up an automatic transmission. This is no different. Or is it? We must understand that rotation of the drive wheels in an EV can generate electricity. Under normal driving conditions, when braking or coasting, this feature is meant to charge the batteries. When the EV has been placed into tow mode, this feature should be disabled. Should be. Consider what happens when you hook jumper cables up backwards while attempting to boost the battery of any other car. Reversing the polarity of the power can have explosive effects on the electrical circuitry and the battery itself. So, let's say you secured an electric car that had been involved in a collision to the wheel lift of your wrecker. If the casualty is being towed backwards, you begin rolling the drive motors in reverse. Even with the vehicle in stage 1 shutdown or the 12-volt cut loop has been opened, the potential still exists that electricity can be generated by the motors and backfed into the system, causing overcharging or reverse charging conditions in the system. This can lead to devastating consequences. The lithium-ion traction battery packs in the EV cannot handle reverse polarity or overcharging. This causes increased internal temperature, which can lead to breakdown of the battery cell's internal components, resulting in a short circuit inside the battery, ultimately leading to thermal runoff and fire. Virtually every EV manufacturer is discouraging towing their vehicles. They recommend loading and securing onto a trailer or a carrier. It is also recommended that a level 1 shutdown and activation of tow mode be performed when transporting these vehicles. A stage 1 shutdown is accomplished by simply pressing the power off button. Tow mode is enabled by navigating through the automobile's onboard user interface. The interesting fact is, while abundance of safety features, relays, fuses, and breakers have been engineered into the systems, all bets are off when one has been involved in a collision or has been submerged underwater. Depending on the damage to the vehicle, even when powered down, rolling the tires can re-energize the car and cause damaged systems to react unpredictably. While the implications will vary manufacturer to manufacturer and the areas to which the automobile has been damaged, tires allowed to roll is an undesirable state in which to relocate the vehicle. Therefore, Wreckmaster's position is to install skates under all four wheels and load the casualty onto a carrier or a trailer. When driving an electric car, never turn onto a dead-end street. You'll be stuck on a road with no outlet. You thought I was really going somewhere with that, didn't you? Well, we've identified that the EVs are considerably heavier. That is information that we must apply to winching, loading, and securing these cars and trucks. On average, weight increases of comparably sized EVs versus traditional internal combustion or ICE autos are around 1,000 pounds. That's a tremendous increase considering an engine and transmission are no longer included in the gross weight. The traction battery pack that is housed in the floor pan of the EVs is the heaviest component. The electric motors and cooling system also add weight. For example, an H1 Hummer in 2021 weighed in at 8,113 pounds. Its all-electric air, the Hummer EV, hits the scale at 9,046 pounds. It's tough to compare apples to apples with examples in this sedan lineup because most models, when crossing over to EV, don't retain their model's name. So, let's have a look at a Honda Accord. The internal combustion engine model has a curb weight of 3,430 pounds. A Tesla Model 3, which is comparably sized, weighs 4,766 pounds. That's over 1,300 pounds difference between two very similar sized autos. How does that affect the towing operator? So let's use the Hummer as a casualty for calculating purposes. Let's suppose it needs to be loaded and secured to the deck of a carrier. To calculate the force on the winch line and all of its attachments while loading, a resistance calculation must be completed. Isolation of the wheels, having them locked to prevent them from rotating, creates a type of resistance referred to as damaged resistance. Damaged resistance requires a force of up to 66.6% of the casualty's static weight to be overcome. Therefore, a force of up to 6,025 pounds would have to be applied to the Hummer with all its wheels locked to place it into motion. Fortunately, this force can be reduced with the use of Wreckmaster skates. But the fact that most EVs are notably heavier requires a tire with a higher load rating, which will often be wider. So, you may require two skates under each tire for a total of 8 to effectively lift all of the tire's contact area off the supporting surface. Skates offer the benefit of reducing damage resistance to a rate equivalent to rolling on a soft surface. Therefore, we can calculate resistance at a factor of 15%. But we're not done. Any Wreckmaster who's mastered the level 4-5 or beyond knows that winching up a grade increases the resistance to overcome. Let's assume that the bed angle is 15 degrees during loading. An additional 25% of the casualty's static weight must be added to the surface resistance to overcome the grade. For this 9,046-pound vehicle, a total resistance of 3,619 pounds must be overcome when winching a 2022 Hummer EV up the deck of a carrier. Now that's assuming that the casualty is empty of luggage, contents, groceries, etc. Even after reducing the resistance with skates, the working load limit of most carrier winch lines is exceeded. When a 4-to-1 design factor has been applied to 3/8-inch fiber core wire rope, 3,350 pounds is all that winch line is authorized to support. Therefore, winching the Hummer up the deck of a carrier, even when using skates, exceeds the working load limit of the wire rope. A snatch block must be rigged into the winch line and connected to the winching connection to reduce the line load to an acceptable level. Refer to the manufacturer's guidelines for securing a winching bridle to the casualty prior to loading. Here's another joke. So, you can't buy a new electric car with cash. You have to charge it. All right, now let's consider what happens in the ditch. After all, we're not just in the business of towing and transport, and most of us enjoy the challenge of a recovery. Consider your approach to winching an automobile out of the ditch. In almost every single class that I've taught, operators state that the transport slots, which are only meant for loading and securing an automobile onto the deck of a carrier or trailer, are their primary connection for recovery winching. Design changes to EVs have removed the transport connections from the chassis of most cars, and they were simply not designed and rated for the forces for winching recoveries anyway. So what's left to hook to? Something that's always been there and won't be going away anytime soon is the wheels and tires. A 6 to 10 foot long twin path round sling or high performance polyester round sling that lays flat when loaded can be rigged to a tire to form a choke hitch that baskets the tire and forms a winching connection. Care should be taken to avoid any electric motor components or orange-colored high-voltage cabling behind the wheels when installing the rigging. This method of attachment is taught in all Wreckmaster Level 2-3 courses. Some operators say using this technique earned their tuition back in the first month following their class. I'd recommend learning this technique and how to calculate the forces of resistance if you haven't done so already. Another great winching method for almost any automobile of unibody construction is the Wreckmaster Cruise Loop Recovery Technique. This method employs a 30-foot-long, single-ply, 4-inch-wide nylon strap. The web strap has a 6,400-pound vertical hitch working load limit with a 5-to-1 design factor. Simply stated, the recovery strap is attached to the body of a car in a creative way, forming a two-legged bridle. Once installed, the bridle legs have a 2-to-1 veer angle relationship to the car body. That means that the bridle legs are 2 times the width of the car. When winching with the cruise loop method, the car can be pulled forward or backward. It can even be steered either direction out of the ditch with a simple strap and some basic hardware. This is another technique that is included in the foundation level of Wreckmaster training. You owe it to yourself to attend an in-person course and learn these great recovery techniques and more. Why did the electric car finish the race before all the other cars? It had a short circuit. Hey, my final thought concerning EVs for this episode is what to do in the event one has been involved in a collision or has been submerged in water. The cells within the EV's lithium-ion battery pack can react violently and with a tremendous amount of toxic gas and fire when they are compromised. So it's important for the towing operator to understand how you should interact with an electric vehicle that has been involved in a collision. For that reason, Wreckmaster has partnered with Energy Security Agency to deliver the most state-of-the-art training for EVs. An operations-level course delivered by Wreckmaster and ESA trains first responders, including towing operators, how to look for warning signs that a thermal event is about to take place, how to shut down and isolate the vehicle's power, how to safely store the vehicle on your tow lot, and much more. In addition, ESA offers a full-time call center to assist first responders with risk assessments for these vehicles. The phone number for ESA call center is 855-ESA-SAFE. The website is energysecurityagency.com. Hybrid operations level courses are popping up around the country in increasing frequency. Please consider joining firefighters, police officers, medics, and transportation cabinet workers in one of these courses as soon as you can. All right, I've got one more joke for you. So I had an operator who was strictly towing. He was so resistant to recovery work. But the other day, he took a call to upright a brand new all-electric Nissan. He turned over a new leaf. For Wreckmaster and starving comics everywhere, I'm Casey Burgess. See you in the ditch.